Welcome to this very special retirement home where some of the residents never leave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, then become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And hello to my sister, Kathy Gordon.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here.
Well, you know what? This is an interesting story about a nursing home. Because you and I, way, way, way back when, we both worked in nursing homes. Didn't you work in the same one I did, the Good Samaritan Center?
I sure did.
Yeah, so we both worked there. In this one, I worked in the kitchen. You worked in the kitchen, right?
Yep, I
so
did.
I think this is one we can both really relate to. Because we both worked in the nursing home. And the funny story, side note, is I was working at the Taco Grande. And I was always going out with my friends, and mom did, I don't remember what she threatened me with, but I think you had quit the job. And so she's like, you're going to take that job because I had to be there at 6 a.m. So she thought she'll never go out because she's got to get in there so early. So I showed her, I just got a couple hours sleep and I would go to work. So anyway, so let's dive in here. Here's the story. Let me start with one of the many significant experiences I've had with the paranormal. While in college, I was employed for several years at a retirement home in Carson City, Nevada. It was a fun place to work. It was great hearing all the stories from the residents I got to be around every day. I got to meet World War II vets, some of the sweetest old ladies, all the way to a retired wise guy from Vegas. It was really a great experience. And I will add right there, I thought the same thing. I really enjoyed the residents, didn't you, when you worked at the nursing
home? Oh, man, I really did. There were just lots of characters, just a lot of, you would be surprised how much energy even is around that. With there's just a lot of great things I remember about the residents at the home when I worked there.
So she says, or he, I'm assuming a she, but I don't know. I was employed in the kitchen on the top floor of a large three-story building and worked the night shift, spending nights alone in closing the kitchen, cleaning, getting everything shut down for the night in a large dining hall. This was way past when most residents had gone to bed. I will add, they go to bed very early in nursing homes. And all the daytime employees had left for the day. I've always been sensitive and had become aware there was a constant presence of being watched. A small out of the ordinary thing would happen. I'd hear footsteps and doors slamming. I would discover large kitchen sinks running, which I know I had not turned on. The unnerving part about this was I was the only one working at the time. I discussed the strange events with other employees, and some were having similar experiences. There were stories of the dining room lights shutting off all at once, or employees hearing the dining hall, which would seat about 200, filled with talking and the piano in the hall playing, then look out and discover, after hearing all those noises for several minutes, the hall had been completely empty and the crowd and the piano noise would just stop. There was one female employee who refused to go anywhere near the anywhere in the building alone. I had questioned what was creating this fear, and she was always hesitant to talk about it. Well, I finally got her to tell me what had caused her to be so afraid, and she told me that while she was in the changing room, a large man materialized out of nowhere behind her while she was changing her shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. When I heard the story, it just confirmed with the other stories that something was indeed going on. I tried to not chalk all these incidents up as the paranormal. I will say I appreciate that because, you know, a lot of times you can just go, okay, I'm in a nursing home. It's got to be haunted. But, you know, at least this person's like, okay, maybe not. And I think that's good. So at first I tried to reason to myself that these people were having overactive imaginations and me being forgetful, leaving stuff running, and that all could be explained. I had several residents tell me about incidents, but these people were up in age and a lot of them would see and hear things due to their elder age. And adding in, when you work in a nursing home, that's really common. People have some crazy stories. And they really do.
Yeah,
they will tell you
that is true.
They see all kinds of things. And to them, I think they are real. But I think this is an interesting situation because, you know, you're hearing this from the residents, but you're kind of dismissing it at the same time. And I get why you would. I had one resident repeatedly complain to me that he was awoken at night to a face with glowing eyes staring at him from the outside of his second story window. I never paid the story much attention due to his health and fading mind. But later, after he had passed, another resident moved into the same room. This resident was in great health. She had a very sound mind. Yet she started telling me identical stories of those given to me from the room's prior resident, seeing a face glowing with red eyes, staring at her throughout the night through her second story window. I started to realize that there was more going on in this building than an overactive imagination. And I think for the poor resident who moved in the room, you know, when you're at an age where you need to be in a facility like that, I think you would immediately go to, oh my gosh, am I losing my mind? Like, I feel really bad for her.
You would go to that, but then also trying to get people to believe you. Like, the first person was trying so hard to get somebody to believe him. And of course, everybody's like, oh, you know, he's just, you know, getting some dementia or something. And they're just not taking him seriously. And then you have the second person move in. Gosh, I feel horrible for both of them, but that first one that nobody would believe.
I know. But you know? I also get why. It's like, you know, Bob's got Alzheimer's and there you go. So I get that. Yeah. Okay. So it says, I continued to have multiple things happen, especially at night. I started witnessing sinks turning on by themselves, a heavy industrial dishwasher just swing open as if someone had lifted it. I would feel tugs on my clothing. I would often have my shoulder tapped while I was prep cooking and cutting things up to turn around and see nobody there. One night, as I was mopping the dining hall, I saw a lady walking across the floor that I was mopping. I quickly realized that I had not put out a wet floor sign and went to escort the woman off the floor by putting my arm around her waist and helping her off the wet floor so she wouldn't fall. We've had slips in the past, and I knew that can be very serious for the elderly. As I was grabbing the lady, she actually disappeared. It wasn't as scary as it was mind-blowing. What? She had been dressed in an all-blue dress. I continued my shift alone, but not as frightened as you would think, but more in disbelief over what had happened. I, myself, would have been terrified. That would have freaked me out.
She mentioned something in there that I think is really interesting, that she said she was wearing a blue dress, because it's interesting when you have these sorts of things happen, you remember those things. It was a blue dress. It was a plaid dress. It was a, you know, and it's so vivid in your mind because they were so real standing there.
And not putting out your wet floor sign and mopping a floor and seeing a resident walking on that floor, that would be enough to freak you out. So that is what you would do. You would run right over there to help that person. And I just think that's interesting. And then the person disappeared. Okay, continuing. One week, we had a team of carpet cleaners doing the carpets at night at my work. They would come out of the kitchen to use the mop closet in the back. And I was calling home in the kitchen, getting ready to leave work. And I saw a large man standing at the opposite side of the room staring at me. I assumed it was a carpet cleaner. When I peered through the front door of the kitchen while on the phone, I noticed there were no crew members or any machines out front. I also realized I had locked every door about 20 minutes before then. I quickly hung up the phone. I saw the man move to the back where I couldn't see him. I walked to the back room where he had gone, and nobody was there. The most frightening experience I had at the retirement home had to be when I had just closed for the night. I locked everything, turned off all the lights, and started walking down the third floor stairs to leave. I heard something fall in the kitchen. I heard a pitcher or some sort of container had fallen from a shelf. I returned to pick it up and put it back on the shelf, not wanting to hassle with turning the lights back on. That was my own scream in there because I'm like, turn the lights on! She said, I felt in the dark for the item that had fallen to the ground. As I reached for it and bent down to grab the item, sounds of footsteps and a full sprint came running at me, stopping directly in front of me. I reached my hands in the dark to feel what and who had run up to me and felt nothing around me. Then whistling started directly in my face, taunting, creepy whistling. I think any whistling would be taunting and creepy, but
yeah.
My eyes had adjusted to the dark and there was no one standing there. And the whistling continued inches, maybe an inch from my face, from thin air. I sprinted out of there, which I would have done too. I had found out there had been a chef who had died of a heart attack during a shift in the 80s there. He was a large man and described by several employees as the same man who several of us had seen as a ghost. Several people also reported seeing a lady in a blue dress walking the halls as I had. With all the activities, I think the facility might have been a portal due to the numerous deaths that have happened there. I guess we'll never know. I have a few more very haunted places I've experienced I'll write in about. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I did. I did.
Oh, I did. It was good. And I hope she does write in with more, because that was a really good one. I'm thinking that the man that materialized in the dressing room maybe is the same man. I guess we don't necessarily know that, but did they feel like there were for sure two spirits, right?
The woman and the man.
At least two. Uh-huh. But of course, we don't know if it's the same man.
And, you know, we've kind of discussed this before about nursing homes and so many people dying in nursing home, because most people, you know, you go in, maybe you're going in for rehab with hopes of leaving, but a lot of people, that's just going to be their permanent home from when they move in. So there is a lot of death in any nursing home. But it seems to me like, would that be the place if you, you know, why would you be attached to the nursing home? You know,
so that's
why I think
That's
why I think a lot of spirits don't stay in the nursing home. They might move on, but maybe there's a few that are. Now, none of that explains the red glowing eyes out the second story window.
I have to say though that I have heard of this phenomenon before in hospitals. That people that are close to death will say they see this face outside of a window with the red eyes and no one else sees it. And I've heard of nurses say that they were told this and they don't see it, but that it usually comes within a short time before someone dies.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. That people will see things.
Yeah, but I've heard of this face with the red eyes outside of a window.
I wonder
before.
If the gentleman who'd had that room and had seen that, if he died shortly after seeing that. I don't know. But then
maybe our person can let us know that.
Yeah, and the other woman who moved in there seeing it right away, that's a little creepy. But
yeah,
I certainly wouldn't be telling the residents, hey, you know, if you see that. It's your time.
Well, it's certainly not a good selling point for the nursing home room, you know, to have spirits hanging outside the windows. That's for sure.
It's like when somebody comes in for the tour and on the second floor, I'm just going to tell you, we do have red glowing eyes out the window, but don't worry about
that.
If that's
something you'd be interested in.
They don't come in. We can close the blinds if that's an issue for you. So anyway, I thought that was a great story. And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcasts.com. You can try it for 3 days free or sign up through Patreon/Real Ghost Stories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.